Anyway, we're at the end of Ahurachim on page Kufmem Beis, Kufmem Gimel. There are two interesting points here. Va'achakach Oimrim on page Kufmem Beis. I wanted to mention tonight's shir is we're learning L'zecha Nishmas, Freida Esther Basrib Yehuda Leib, who was the mother of our entire Ezra's Noshim for this year. Mm-hmm. And the Yartzei passed on Tes Cheshvin since last time we learned. This next piece is interesting to me, although it's a little hard for me to sort out the technicalities. V'hurachum ends, not V'hurachum, Yichavayit ends with four keys, with four psukim that have key. Like, you know, until you read it, you don't really realize it. We learned all the psukim are like a chain. At the end, ki huama v'yehi, usiva v'yamai, ki vachar Hashem b'tziyayin, ki yakab b'chaloi ka Yisrael, k'lo yitesh Hashem amai. Four keys from assorted places in Tillim. They're not consecutive. So it's interesting. He says the following. Akach oimrim arba psukim hamaschilim b'ki, ki huama v'yehi, usiva v'yamai, ki vachar Hashem b'tziyayin, nivolamay shavlai, ki yakab b'chaloi ka Yisrael eskulasai, it's a famous Gemara, primarily in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. It says the word ki is used, it's a versatile word. It's used in four different languages, four different meanings. Now he's going to say that the four match these four keys, which three out of four are not so hard to figure out. But let's see. What are the four meanings of ki? First one is e. Boshen Tagab Arei. Now we need English for this. Pirish im oikasher, if oiven, if or when. Okay? Ki se se la melchama alo yevecha. You're not guaranteed you're going to go to war, but when you go out to war, say if and when. That's one key. Okay, that's fair enough. Klaimak Shia. The second one is Dilma.
Maybe.
Pirish Shema. Maybe. In case of. Okay? In case of. If you say Selma Chama Levecha, could also mean in case of. No? If you say Selma, I don't know. Ella, which is but. Klaimish Asaiser Hadibur. Loiki Ella. Loiki, is it not that way? But means it's reversing it. Loik, he's sachokt. Right, you didn't laugh. Loik, not true. Keep just the opposite. Sachokt, you did. Okay, so that's three. And daha is the fourth. Pirish, mipnei, because. Ki omarti, whatever. Right, kolayme inyan nesinas tam. So you have four, four meanings for ki. Psukim alalu nimsam kol arba hashimushim shel ki. Now let's see if we can figure this out. The first one, ki hu amar veyehi, hainu dilma. He says that's dilma in case. Ki hu amar, in case God says something, veyehi, it happens. If hu tziva, then veyamai. So whatever God says, in case of ki hu amar, hainu dilma. Shema yoimer ozvad eviyeh, Ken Yevi is Kayim. Okay, so the first one's is the one that was in case of Shema. V'Shema Yitzava Bavada Yamai. This is the end of the pasuk. Ki Utsiva V'Yamai. Number two, Ki Bachar Hashem B'Tziyin. That's the second one. Pirish Kasher Bachar B'Tziyin Oz Rasa Shetzin Yemakam Yishavis. I guess that's when Hashem chose in Tziyin. Then it became Makam Yishavis. It's close, because is it giving a reason. In English, you say because even when it's not giving a reason, it's just an explanation. But that's what he's saying. See, they're closely related, because they all come to key. They're just, there's nuances of the expression. Vatam, the third one, key.
In the context, you could say because, you know, because it's what was expressed before that.
Ki hu amar. Alright, he's translating ki hu amar when God says something, but it happens. That's the way he's translating.
Yeah.
He puts because in the next one.
Yeah.
Hatamu ki yakei bachalai ka. Why Vayitesh Hashem Ami? Ki Yaakov, why Bachar Hashem Mitzia? Ki, because Yaakov Bachaloi Ka, Nesha Bachar Hashem B'Yaakov, Yisrael Skulasa. Va'afim Mitzama Seinu Einon Ruyim Liyais Aitzrei, Skulas Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we're not right to be the chosen people, V'yais Hashchina Shere B'Sicheinu, Mekamakim Ki Ela, Lashin Afal Pikein, in other words, Saisa Hadibarishan, he called it, but, Ki la yitesh Hashem amay. Even if we're not deserving, nevertheless, la yitesh Hashem amay. Hashem has guaranteed us not to trade us in for a better version. So the last one, which is but, it's the sinas tam. Ki la yitesh Hashem. Nevertheless, Hashem won't. Okay, omnam. Now he goes into an explanation. Mipasi yisayinu murchokim kolkach mehedazu. V'nu makirin ribay chesrei nisayinu. We realize our failings. Einanu memalin atafkir shalamani nivro. We don't stand and say that we've fulfilled our obligations. Akein onu sheifim siyach. Therefore, we end v'hurachum, we learn yichavayid with v'hurachum yichaparom and v'lo yashchis. Now, here, he alludes back to Haidu. In Haidu, he pointed out that we say V'hu Rachum four times a day. Four times every day. Once in Haidu, once in Yichavai, once in Uvalatziyayin, and once right before Ma'ariv. So four times a day, we say V'hu Rachum Yechaper Avim V'layashchus. So he says, I'll explain each of the four when I get to it. He never got to the third and the fourth. He passed away before, after Shemini Esrei, right? Before, Tachtav. So we know the first two, but at least he explains the first two. He says the first V'hu Rachum of Haidu is going on the individual. In the context, it's going on the individual, we're asking as individuals for Kapara. Here, he explains the second one. Originally, we said it as individuals. Even if Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve to be the Am Segula, I said, this is his explanation of V'hu Rachum in this context. And with this, he concludes Yichavayid, which he says is Negadelcha. What?
Isn't the Lashon the same in Hodu and in Yichavayid?
Words are exactly the same. So we praise Hashem is Mechaper Avayin. So first, we praise Hashem as a Mechaper Avayin of individuals. And then we praise Hashem as a mechaper individuals of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So in Haidu, it's just in the context of the words. Here, it's clearly in the context. The follows k'lo yitesh Hashem amai. Here it's clearly after the tzibur. Hashem will not train the traitor or traitor to speak.
The same lashon.
Yeah, the same lashon. Just like you say, I'd like to buy one. You can mean a donut. And you can mean a car. It's the same lashon. So when you say, Hashem, you forgive sin, you can mean the sins of an individual. You can mean the sins of a tzibur. You can mean a big thing or a little thing. That's what he says. Now let's turn the page and start Ashrei. He says some fascinating things about Ashrei. Let's go in order. Piskazu nikras tehila l'David. Many people are surprised when they say Tehillim, that this perek of Tehillim does not start with Ashri Eshev Yisecha, Yaluch HaSela. Doesn't start with Ashri Eshev Shekachaloi. It starts with Tehillah LeDavid. Those two psukim are not part of Ashrei and Tehillim. Kemamarim Zal. That's interesting. The Gemara in one place, in Brachas Dalit, refers to it as Tehillah LeDavid. Amar Rabbi Loza, Amar Rabbi Avina. Kol Ha'imet Tehillah LeDavid, B'chol Yayim, Shalish Pa'am, Mimutach Leishu Banayin Lamaba. It's referring to Ashrei. You say three times a day, Yom Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Elam Abba. That sounds easy, but very few people say Ashrei three times a day. First of all, by Mincha, you really have to start right away with the Chazan. Now, Chazan is not being distracted. No one's talking, hopefully. No one's smoozing with him. He's saying Ashrei, and he says it full speed ahead. So if you say it with him, you get to say it. If you're distracted for a moment, or you start a 7 minute later, you don't get to say the whole Ashrei. It's not easy. So if you learn that, if you say Ashrei 3 times a day, you're Ben Olam Haba. It's not enough to do it once. So then you're Ben Olam Haba. It's not always a simple thing to do. Which comes from Tehillim Pei Dalet, and Ashrei Yom Shekachalei, Ashrei Yom Shehashem Leikav, which really is Pasuk Ha'achrei B'Mizmar HaKaidim LeDavid Baruch. It really is the in order. Why do we do these? Kenira, Kamizman Chazalo Yipasuk Be'Elu Psukim. In the time of the Gemara, they also started with these two psukim. K'may Shematzino Brachas. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Mipnei Ma'aloi Nemer Nun Ba'ashrei. He calls it Ashrei. Whereas in the previous Maimer, it says Tila L'David, Shlosh Yom B'yayim. Here it says, he calls it Ashrei. It's Shrikha L'Havid. Ha'i Pasuk HaRishay, Eina Kasav Kalala, it's not Tila L'David. Ma'a Talmud, Psicha Shvach HaZeh. Now, if I say he's happy with Ashrei Yom Shekach Halai, at least it's right before. But why do we say Ashrei Yeshua V'Secha? What are we referring to? So it's an interesting pshat. Shonu chachamim b'mishna. Chassidim aray shalim ayushayim sha achas u'mispalim. Deshichav nulibam laviyim shvashamayim. The meaning of the chassidim aray shalim was that before davening they'd pause and reflect for sha achas. It doesn't necessarily mean 60 minutes, but it means for a period of time. U'makshah gemara menani mili. How do you know they did this? Amrim shu malevi amakra. Look at that. Ashrei Yoishvei Veisecha. Because now he touches it. Praised are those who first sit in shul. Oid Yaluchasela. And then they praise you. You have this? Pirush Rashi. Mitchila Hamrak Yoishvei Veisecha. First they sit down and contemplate. Va'achakach Yaluchalispal. And after that, then they daven.
How do you translate the word Sela?
Sela is not really a translatable word. Sela means, it's a firm idea. Sela is that it's a firm idea. It's not, in the art scroll they transliterated, S-E-L-A-H. Sela. Sela is always a pause. It's before the Baal Shem Tov. It means the people that were excelled in davening. Those who were excelled in Chassidus, were in the time of the Gemara, yeah, that's what's referring to.
What is excel?
Excellent. V'tachlis hashehiya. What?
Remembering bracha in the Gemara, it's got to be well before.
Well before the Baal Shem Tov. Yeah. Just wanted to clarify that. So. The Chassidim could say that they saw Baruch HaKadosh, they would come Chassidim, and they. Tanav knew Chassidim would come. No. Maybe not. Anyway. So listen to what he says. Tachlis Hashiyah ulizbainein ula'ayin biyachas v'shaychis shemein adam l'kainai. Before you daven, you should stop a minute and contemplate the relationship you have with God. Hainu ayideh hargoshes ava v'yira, whether for feelings of love or feelings of fear. Shebis amek ha'adam begadlas Hashem. Before you daven, you're misamek, you think in depth about the greatness of God. You get love of Hashem. It's a good preparation for davening. Chassidim wear a gartel. They say, it's a preparation for davening. Rav Moshe, before he davened Shemayin Esrei, he took us 3 steps up earlier, even before the Kaddish. And when you looked at him, you saw he was contemplating the davening. In the Navi Shir, a while ago, I mentioned a joke Rav Moshe said. I said, I never heard a joke from Rav Moshe. I mentioned one. So I got a letter from somebody who apparently just listened to a recording. He said, he learned them. TJ said, I have 2 more jokes for you. He said, someone, a Chassidish Rebbe or Rav had come to talk to Rav Moshe and went to daven mincha. He didn't have his gartel. So he asked Rav Moshe, I guess jokingly, he asked him, could I have your tie to wear for my gartel? So Rav Moshe said, no, I need the tie for Hikain. Hikain, you were a gadol to prepare to stand in front of God. So Rav Moshe said, my tie is Hikain. Before you go in front of Rabbi Yishalel, you were Hikain. I forgot what the other one was. Well, they weren't the funniest jokes, but they were nice. Okay. The one I told them, I heard this from, my brain's going, the longtime executive director in wonderful Miravi Edelman. So, one day, it was, I guess, the first of the month, Ramesh asked Miravi Edelman, if we can make the paychecks today. So Miravi Edelman said, it depends on how much money comes in the mail. We're close. In the post office right across the avenue from MTJ. So Ramesh went in to learn. Later, you know, 2-3 hours later, Ramesh was going up to shear. So he passed the office. He said, no. So he held up a bunch of envelopes and he said, yep, we got it. So Ramesh said, ah, im ein kemach ein teure. On mail, it's nishtak ein teure. You have to know Yiddish to get it, but mail is Yiddish. Anyway, so back here, he's saying, Ashrei Yeshua v'secha yul chasela is to contemplate HaKadosh Baruch Hu before davening. But he says, man yipul av mayra mahadagai in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bottom line in the first column. Now listen to what he says. I've never heard this before. Zehu hatam ma shemisna'anim b'shas hatfilah. Why do we shuckle when we daven? One of the mysteries of Yiddishkeit. Why do we shuckle? The Ramah brings the meaning. The meaning is at least 500 years old. The Ramah brings the meaning. Why do we shuckle when we daven? What? Speak for yourself. To wake yourself up. Listen to what he says. Laharos, his karvus adam lakadosh baruch hu yaiser v'yaiser. When you shuckle forward, you're leaning forward towards God. Atche pisay masig raimim uskadlus hakel. You move close to God, you say, what? You catch yourself. Ubali de yirav afachad. Umistalik miskarvusay. See, apachad, you move back. V'chayza chalila. Then you do it again. Lies miskariv. Umisrachiv. Miskariv. Umisrachiv. Dugmasat to nuah halak v'shayiv. It's a compromise to have a year. It's a, I don't know, it's like a split personality, you know.
Explain to people who go back and forth.
Shuckling sideways. You know, it's a funny thing. In the Poskim, it says shuckling sideways is gaiva. I'm not sure why or what. Shuckling sideways says is gaiva. Yeah, it says that Mishnah Berurah brings it. And shuckling forward is the, I don't know. So you wonder how many people have this in mind? No clue. You try to have it in mind, it's just very, very difficult. Like, the whole idea of shuckling is that,
you're like
bowing
down to Hashem in a way. You know,
you're moving on.
But you used to say that if you shuckle, it's a way of being the sorry yourself when you have to sleep. And if you shake back and forth.
You're moving. Movement.
Yeah. He never shuckled.
Rabbi Miller did not shuckle. Did Rav Schwab shuckle? Do you have any idea? Okay, I don't know. Anyway, that's how he explains shuckling. And that, he gets into the lashon of the davening, but I guess we'll stop.